Starting it off with Mr. Paulson, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Steve.
Hey, great to have you. And maybe the busiest man in Jamestown right now.
Well, I don't know. We've got a lot of people that are working really hard on this tournament. So we're keeping busy, but we hope to put on a really good show, and I hope the people in Jamestown will come out and watch it.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to I was obviously at the meeting yesterday, and it was just amazing how, you know, you had a question, and boom, there was an answer, what it was getting done, how it was getting done. And it was pretty impressive. You got a great group of people working for you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Steve, because that's really the truth. We have a lot of people that have been really dedicated to this, and there have been people on campus and people off campus that have put a lot of time and a lot of work in, and everybody's cooperated. And I'm tempted to start naming names, but I'm afraid then that I would forget somebody, and that wouldn't be fair. But suffice it to say, there are a lot of people doing a lot of work, and I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, the tournament coming to Jamestown this weekend. It begins Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock with Valley City State taking on Rochester College. It'll be four games on Friday, four games on Saturday, and then championship games on Sunday. It is the AII National Qualifying Tournament. Four trips to the national tournament on the line this weekend, and it's going to be a great tournament. Obviously, both Jamestown teams involved, both Valley City teams involved. You've got the Mayville women, the Dakota State men. So you've got some local flavor in this tournament.
Well, and that's really great. I mean, we were hoping, or the committee was hoping, that we would have a local flavor to it in addition to Jamestown, so that we could get some people to come to the games and support the tournament from that standpoint. But from a competitive standpoint and an interest standpoint, to have teams coming out of Michigan and New Mexico and in Colorado and Iowa, it adds a national flavor to the tournament, and we'll see teams that we don't normally see here. So it should be really interesting from a fan standpoint. It should be exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I've had people tell me that that they're looking forward to getting to come to the Civic Center and, you know, not necessarily see the teams that over the last couple of years we've seen a couple more times than usual. And we're going to see some really good basketball teams coming to town, and it's going to be, I think, a highly competitive tournament.
Well, there's no question about it. And you have to get to Saturday in order to get to that semifinal game. So Friday's going to be exciting. When Saturday rolls around and we've got four semifinals and the winners of each of those games goes on to the national tournament, that should be wild. And I hope people will appreciate what those teams are going through to get that trip to the Nationals.
Yeah, it'll be all the games. Actually, the tournament will be broadcasted right here on 1400 as well as across the other Dakota Country Network stations. We'll hit the air. Mark Potts will have the first game for you Friday afternoon at about 12:45 as Valley City State takes on Rochester College in the women's first-round game. We are chatting now with the athletic director of Jamestown College, Lori Paulson. And Lori, I know you guys are doing some reserve ticket sales as well.
Right. This is something that's a little bit different than what we normally do at the Civic Center for our games. Because of the nature of the tournament, what we've decided to do is to make the padded seats behind the benches reserve tournament seating. And we priced the reserve seating in a way that would be fan-friendly, I think. The admission to all the games each day is $10, but if you buy the reserve seating ticket for the tournament, it's $25, and it guarantees you a seat in the reserve section behind the benches. When the Jimmies play, that's where the preferred seating is for many of our boosters, so we wanted to give our boosters an opportunity to get the seats that they're accustomed to getting. And it's if you intend to be at the tournament for the weekend, the best deal in town is the $25 ticket, and you'll have your seat. So I urge people to think about doing that. There's a limited number. You know, there's only 300 of them. So you can either get them online on the Jimmy website, or there will be a will call window on game day. And as long as there's passes available, you can purchase one at the window as well.
And you can find the whole link for all of the ticket sales, the tournament brackets. It's online, jimmyathletics.com. You can pull all of that up, and it's gonna. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Like I told you yesterday, I said, I don't know if I told you this or I told Greg or somebody, but I was trying to prep for the high school game last night, and it just my mind is at this conference tournament right now. And I think it's just going to be a fantastic weekend with some really good basketball teams coming in. And I'm hoping, Jamestown College will be playing on Sunday, and I'll be a busy guy on Sunday as well.
Right, and that's exactly what we're hoping for. When the committee ended up our meeting yesterday, we all agreed that there were two things that we really wanted to accomplish this weekend. Number one would be to get our men's and women's teams qualified for the Nationals, and the other thing would be for everybody coming to town in Jamestown to view this tournament, to be impressed with the city of Jamestown and impressed with the tournament, and for people to go the next time that there's a tournament like this available, that's the place we want to go to.
And, you know, what one thing I was just kind of amazed by was all the things that go into this. I mean, this, yeah, it's going to run off. I've no questions about it. It's going to run off without a hitch this weekend. But there's so many little things that have to be thought about and have to be planned out. And it's just, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, work starting all the way, you know, on Thursday with teams coming and shoot-arounds, and then you've got the champions of character and the banquet. There's just so many things going on throughout the weekend.
These things don't happen without a lot of really good people thinking about all of these things and doing the planning. And as you mentioned earlier in our conversation, we brought up the questions, and there was an answer for virtually everything yesterday. We've got a great group of people working on this tournament, so we think it's going to go off very well.
Yeah, I got a chance to get a sneak preview of the booklet yesterday, or the program, and Dustin, I think, did a pretty nice job on that.
He's one of those guys that has some experience in putting on events, and he's just been instrumental, as well as Kevin Gall, and there I am starting to name names, but Andrew Gideon. Pam and her staff at the Civic Center have been just tremendous in helping us out. So everybody in town's been getting behind this, and it's been a group effort.
So now, is there anything I forgot to ask you, anything you want to leave me with?
No, just I'm excited about the tournament. I'm excited that things are falling into place, and I hope people in town will have the opportunity to come out and take advantage of this.
And that, again, begins Friday afternoon at the Jamestown Civic Center. All 10 games, you'll hear them right here across the Dakota Country Radio Network. We're going to take a quick break. We got weather, and we come back. Lori, I appreciate you joining us.
Perfect. Thank you.